I'm back.
Here.
Relax. I'm here.
To the listener as well. Hello, you're here.
Hiya.
You found us.
Hiya.
It's Sunday and you found us.
You found us.
Might not be Sunday.
Could be any time.
Could be any time because this is a duh download.
It could be 2015.
I'm trying to be more commercial radio. Have you noticed?
No.
Download.
Was that commercial radio?
Yeah.
What commercial radio do you listen to?
Shut up. That's what I listen to.
Lovely.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your pretty mouth.
My name is Danny Maverick Smith.
Oh, which leaves me to be Phil Goose Barber. Forever the Goose.
Forever the Goose. Forever the Goose, mate. I don't
know. Makes no sense.
you are listening to rhubarbradio.com. Mm. You may not be. You may be listening to this on a podcast that's made available through studentbirmingham.com. My name is Danny Smith. I am joined by Phil Davis.
No, I'm not Phil Davis.
I know a couple of Phils. You know that.
Yeah, no,
I
come on.
Confused. Sorry.
Sort it out. B to the Bizzle, Bar Bizzle.
Oh, of course, yeah. Sorry, no, I was distracted by your lovely lady bride.
Oh, yeah, my lady bride is in the room.
Hello, lovely lady bride that's not on mic.
Hello.
Hi. Get dressed any time you like, but we're fine with the nudity. That's also good.
Yeah, so we're
Come on. Yeah, we are. We're back. I wasn't here last week.
You wasn't. And, the quality of this show peaked.
No, I was watching a worm-like graphic from, you know, like in the election.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost all sound. I hope you haven't lost all sound.
No, I can hear you.
Is it good? Oh, that's better. Right. So I was watching like a worm-type graphic like in the election, and this dipped last week. It hit rock bottom.
So the swingometer went south?
The swingometer did all manner of things, but yes, plummeted, because I wasn't around mainly.
Oh. Well, that's because I missed you. I missed you deep in my heart.
Well, no, I
and
felt
to
it.
Celebrate you coming back.
Go on.
I was looking on internet.
Go
You've
on.
Heard of that?
No.
It's a
What
thing.
Does it do?
It's like a big library that doesn't exist anywhere.
A big library that doesn't exist anywhere.
Yep.
Right.
Anyway, I was on that.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, right, What qualities do we share? Is it what have we got? What has me and Phil got? And I came up with teamwork.
Really?
Yeah. We have got nothing if not teamwork.
Right.
So.
Right. Go on.
So because you do some things, I do some things. We got together.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're a team.
So I decided to look for songs about teamwork.
That's a really lovely thing of you to do.
Yeah, so to celebrate you coming back and us being one team.
And us being one big inappropriately touching each other team.
Hey, nobody can see that, and you're not telling anyone.
Oh dear. I'm forbidden. Go on.
I found, you know how Ice Cube?
Ice Cube, yeah.
Used to be really dangerous and edgy.
Yeah, I do, before he started appearing
was
it,
was,
in...
Was one of the original NWA?
He was a dangerous man.
Yep. And now he appears in children's films and he sings songs about teamwork.
He's been diluted. He does have a lot of songs about teamwork. Yeah, good on
him. So I thought we'd play this particular song.
Yep.
That is about teamwork and nothing else.
And nothing, yeah, just a little ditty about how you can work together.
Yeah, yeah. Get your ass up and hurry up. Ice Cube, baby.
Back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
Yeah.
I
can do it. Put your ass into it.
Put your ass into it.
Put your ass into it. Kick, kick, boom. Hear me banging down these back streets. Loving black streets. Treated like an athlete. Life ain't a track meet. No. It's a marathon for the cemetery that a nigga gets buried on. We be coming to the day we die. Nigga, ask the bartender if you think we lie. But if you think we hot, nigga, think again. Cause when it's sink or swim, you got to think to win. And if I drink this in, everybody will know it. Cause I ain't going for it. So pray to the Lord that I don't pull out. Cuss out and bust out. Go to nigga proud. Make the trigger shout. You can try to smoke an ounce to this. Well, I pronounce this shit. Baby, bounce them tips. I'ma move them hips. Baby, shake them cheeks. I got dick for days. You got ass for weeks. I'm gon' do it, gon' do it, gon' do it, do it, do it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
Come on, I can do it, put your ass into it.
Come on, you can do it, put your back into it.
Come on, I can do it, put your ass into it.
Put your back into it,
put your ass into it. Now all I wanna do is pass on with my loved ones, the loved ones, relatives, and my cousins. And I got them by the dozens when they buzz on. Quick to say, fuck your husband. This is for my niggas locked away. Extra love. No date, but when we get checkmate with Ice Cube the Great, as soon as I get a word, we can rush the state. Put my advice in place because life is great. It don't matter if you rich and your folks ain't straight. I'm still coming with that underground gangster shit. No matter how many niggas say we ain't the shit.
Don't stop, hit it, hit it.
That's real.
Don't stop, nigga, hit it.
I will. I'm gon' do it. Gon' do it. Gon' do it. Do it, do it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
Put your back into it.
Put your ass into it. I do hardcore rhyming, part-time grinding. Gorilla pimp hoes while other niggas wine and dining. Kinda love this thug shit, that's flashing the mud shit. Pockets on flood shit, OG grip for blood shit. I don't rent, I buy shit, niggas jealous of my shit. Wonder where this young nigga get all this fly shit. While you rootin' and recruitin', nigga 6'8 hoopin'. I was in the hood shootin', cause I had the white whoopin'. I come from Pyrex bowls and oversized jars. I'm passed up stripes, I got stars and bars. No time for player Haitian Mac, paper chasing. Kicked out the substation to the hip-hop nation. The more hits, the more bigger with illegal age figures. Done develop the status of a platinum plus nigga. But the first bad hope for show, I can hit it. I keep pushing, don't quit it, don't stop till I get it.
Don't stop, get it,
that's real.
Don't stop, nigga, hit it.
I will, I'm gon' do it, gon' do it, gon' do it, do it, do it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
Don't stop, get it,
never, that's never. Real.
Don't stop, nigga, hit it.
I will, I'm gon' do it, gon' do it, gon' do it, do it, do it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
I can do it, put your ass into it. Put your ass into it.
That was lovely.
About teamwork and nothing else.
They could tour that round primary schools to build relationships.
We can do it if you put a little effort in.
Put your back into it.
Put
together
into
we
it
can
we
do
come
it.
Together and do it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful sentiment.
Wonderful sentiment in there. Yeah. I feel warm inside.
Speaking of which,
go on.
Been lovely gay pride this weekend.
It has been lovely, lovely, lovely gay pride this weekend. It's happening now as we speak.
I was worrying that it'd be a washout because yesterday was a bit moist, a bit damp.
It has recovered.
Brilliantly. So.
The warmth emitting from the gay community has cleared the skies.
Do you know, I like how the gay community celebrate by sending its children out to shout and drink and shout.
Yeah.
I love gay pride. I've been to gay pride many times. It had some of the best times I've ever had at gay pride. But recently there's just been a whole lot of very young teenagers that I
Are you moaning about the youth of today?
I'm just saying
You're moaning about the youth of today.
Yes, I am.
You are? You're having a moan about the youth of today.
The real part is happening tonight, by the way.
Is it? Is
yeah,
this
everything's
off?
Kind of the preamble up until the all-night part is that tonight.
It's on.
You ever been out in the gay bars, mate?
No.
I mean, you look like you tore the circuit. Meaning that you take very good care of yourself. You hit the gym. You're quite tanned. And
in the gym,
you'd be a little chicken, wouldn't you?
Some popular
big bear's chicken.
I've not been out to a gay club. No.
Have you not?
No. That's how shocking is that?
We have to go out.
We do.
DVA's a good one.
Is it?
Used to be £7 in all you can drink. I'm not sure if they still do.
Surely they don't still do that. That's incredible.
Yeah. No. It was good.
And what a deal.
Used to get very messy. Gail's a good laugh. It's very gay in there. It's like it's gayer than all the other gay clubs, pretty much.
Gets much gayer in there.
I used to drink in there because I used to work in one of the pubs that was nearby, and they'd let us in for free because we're just locals drinking in there. And my gay boss used to hate that I knew more people than him. He despised that.
So you were more of a success on the circuit.
I was more of a success on the gay circuit than he was. He always felt slighted that I would have to go and talk to more people. And I'd always play it off like it was, so I have to go speak to someone.
You're a very personable chap.
Yeah.
That's what you do well. So yeah, I've never been to a gay club.
I recommend gay club. The Nightingale's good.
Go on.
DVA, obviously, amazing. And the other good one, it's a nice little bar down in the gay... I don't think we call it the gay quarter.
Do we not
anymore.
Call it the gay quarter?
No, all the literature's saying gay district.
Oh, we're going with the district now.
Yeah, which is basically down Hurst Street.
So the
it
Hippodrome...
overlaps quite well with the Chinese district.
It does.
Which I've never really got the connection, because there's not a lot of gay Chinese people that I've seen in China, I bet there's a lot. I'm not saying there's none in China.
China is so gay. China is gay as a country can come.
That's down Hurst Street. Loft is another nice one.
Mm, really, a lot of good clubs.
Really well decorated. That's not a comment on gay men being really good at decorating. I'm just saying it is a really nice, cool bar.
Yeah, if you want to redress the balance and get, you know, sort of us have an even standpoint, if you're gay, poorly dressed, and appalling at decorating, please give us a call.
Get in contact. We are livelearnbeham@gmail.com, and you can also find us on Danger Zone.
And we do live and learn, so ring us up.
We live and learn. Live, learn. It's the slogan of the website, but it's not my choice.
If it was my choice,
it would be ScreamingEagle.com.
Screaming Eagle.
You can tell by the name of the pod. Danger Zone.
Danger Zone's pretty good. Yeah. Tonight, with Pride, that fit quite well. All the innuendo of Top Gun, and we're right at home. This is probably as at home as this show has ever been.
It's probably as cohesive as we've ever done.
We are more in touch with the city tonight than we have ever been.
Do you want to do the Mon Mag headlines?
Oh, I love the Mon Mag headlines. What did I miss last week? Did you do them or did you wait?
We did the Mon Mag headlines. Oh, wasn't as good though, mate. Wasn't as good.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. It's because I was.
Okay, so the headlines last week. I'm just giving you. I'm part guinea pig, part fish.
Right.
My rabbit hook time machine saved my granddaughter's life.
Shut up.
My pet ferret ate my face.
None of these can be true.
I hear cats chat. And animals, they destroyed my mother.
Animals, they destroyed. Well, that's...
See, John went for that one because he sounded too vague to be a headline.
So he thought that a rabbit hutch time machine was...
Saved my granddaughter's life. He probably thought that was too outlandish to be a lie.
That couldn't be a lie. No one would have thought of that.
But he overlooked I'm part guinea pig, part fish.
I'm part guinea pig, part fish is loose.
Loose.
Yeah, conceptually, it's all over the shop.
I think he's all right.
I'm going to have to go with a rabbit hutch time machine, because I just can't... It's a rabbit hutch time machine. What are you talking about?
Okay, and you would be... correct?
Yes!
That's the one I made up.
Just a bit of logic. Of course you made it. I'm a rabbit hutch.
Rabbit
hutch
time machine.
But hang on, let's track back then. Who is part guinea pig and part fish?
I'd just go by the headlines now, mate. I don't bother reading.
You don't delve into them. You've been scarred enough.
My pet ferret ate my face, which is probably logical, because ferrets can be quite vicious. I hear cats chat. Well, you know, women are mental sometimes, and, you know, that is the sort of thing that... that some of them...
Yeah, I hear cats chat, that's fine. That's a legitimate story.
And animals, they destroy my mother. Yeah. I love that headline because it's just non-specific. It's non-specific which animals, it's non-specific
how they destroyed them.
You know, it could have been, I don't know, salamanders making a bankrupt. It could have been...
I like that. I like the idea of a ferret destroying her very matter, like she ceased to exist.
I like the idea of a beetle following her round and just whispering really depressing things to her, going, doesn't really matter. Just some nihilist beetle going, well, it all amounts to nothing. I mean, really, we're all dust in the wind, basically.
I like an albatross, like, cooing things that slowly destroy her public persona.
She doesn't wash her mange, you know?
I was thinking
socks, and then I said that.
And then there it is. It's out there, and we can't take it back.
So this week's Mon Mag headlines.
Bum 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 bum.
In love with a troll, I'll marry my underground lover. 57 stone, too fat to go to my son's wedding. Docs left me stinking for a year.
No.
So fat, I had to pee in a saucepan.
I love it.
A sicko slashed his throat, so I had to drink dad's blood.
I don't want to spend any time considering any of those.
Pick the one out of that.
I'm still trying to figure out in my mind logistically how you could be so fat that you would need to... You'd need to wee in a frying pan.
Like saucepan. A saucepan. A frying pan is a different situation.
In a saucepan. I can't imagine why a saucepan would solve particularly a problem of not... I just don't... That doesn't make any sense.
Does it?
Makes no sense.
So maybe it's the one I wrote?
Could it be what Danny's made up? But then the others are equally dark. Like they might have come from...
Okay, from the... In love with a troll, I'll marry my underground lover.
See, the idea that a troll really lives underground. No, I think...
Could it not be a man that they call a troll?
We've had our, Red Dwarf, they have Holly.
Yep.
Well, we've got our very own Holly, Mr. Matt Atkins. We've got a digital presence.
Okay.
And he's already suggested that a frying pan would be too shallow to wee in, which is probably a legitimate...
Well, that's what I said, that it's a saucepan.
Yeah, well, but I'm thinking, why a saucepan and not a bucket? So, Matt, if you can tell me why you would use a saucepan over a bucket and what the advantage is.
Okay, 57 stone, too fat to go to my son's wedding.
I can imagine someone being self-conscious and not being able to get out of the house or something.
Seems legitimate. Doc's left me stinking for a year. It's another tantalisingly vague one, isn't it?
What have they done? They maybe left something rotting on you, which is a little bit disgusting, and I'm not sure I can...
So there's the so fat I had to pee in a saucepan.
Yeah.
And a sicko slashed his throat, so I had to drink dad's blood.
Our digital presence, Matt, has said why you would use a saucepan and not a bucket.
Is it disgusting and can we air it?
We can. Better acoustics.
Brilliant.
Which is true.
If you want to have a stab at which one is correct.
Yeah. So which one did Danny make up? You can contact us at...
livelearnbham@gmail.com.
Or...
DangerZonePod.
On the Twitter. So that was relatively professional.
Yeah, now that you drew attention to it, utterly amateurish, but up until then...
You win some, you lose some.
We are coming from rhubarbradio.com.
Yep.
Other shows on rhubarbradio.com that you might like is John and Jewel's show on 8 o'clock Saturday morning, The Big Pause.
8 o'clock Saturday morning, I'm put off straight away.
But you can listen again via the website.
Well, perhaps I'll listen again.
And then we also have... the lovely, lovely little Chris.
Lovely. How little is he?
He's not big, mate.
He's not big.
He's not big. I'd say he was probably shorter than Tom Cruise. And Tom Cruise is actually really, really short.
He's a short man.
Very short.
And he's shorter than Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Mm.
Which would be embarrassing if you were at the same size or shorter than Tom Cruise, I imagine.
That's pretty embarrassing. That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
So, little Chris, he does a show. He is the Brummie John Peel. I will stand by that evaluation steadfast.
All right, I'll let you stand by that.
And he plays local bands on his show. He's been out all weekend at Bromstock that we talked about last week, which is basically a metal concert, weekend concert that was...
I've had some digital input. I can't say it, so carry on.
Yes, and he plays all the local bands. If you want to send us, if you're a local band, you want to send us anything,
yeah,
send
go on.
livelearnbham@gmail.com.
Come in and play live. Come on.
We'll have you.
Put your money where your mouth. Well, you can fit in here.
And we'll also pass you on to little Chris, who has a bigger
Physically, we'll pick you up in our burly arms and pass you over to him.
He's got a bigger distribution than us, and we'll pass you on. He'll play
I love his big distribution.
Show. He's got a massive.
I've seen you looking at his
throbbing
big distribution.
Look at his distribution. Look at his distribution's turgid.
He can distribute all over me anytime.
So we pick songs from his show. This is one of the songs.
Pick songs?
Yeah, this is.
Steal songs.
You say potato, I say steal. So this is a nice scary one. It's Mr. Shankly, Girl at the Bookies.
Okay.
In the shittest pub, from Castle Vale to East London. Maybe you're just the same as me, drifting away so lonely. What's your story? What is on your mind? Won't you come and won't you come round mine? I bet it gets so boring, cashing bets all day. I'm wasting my time, you'll never be mine. You make a man down almost all of the time. To me it's awful, it's empty to you. Romance is dead, then I'm a fool. What's your story, what is on your mind? Won't you come out, won't you come round by? I bet it gets so boring, cashing bets all day.
So that was Mr. Shankly with Girl in the Betting Shop.
Good for him.
Nice little bit of scar on a Saturday afternoon.
It suited the sun and everything.
It was a nice little middle song, I feel.
I'm pleased with it.
I'm glad I didn't lead with that and then put the other song first.
Yeah,
because that would be a mistake.
That would be
a sign of an unprofessional person.
Yes, it would.
So that was played originally on Bromcast. He goes out on 8 o'clock on a Monday night, but the download's available at Bromcast. Google it, you'll find it.
Just Google it.
You will find Bromcast.
Yes.
Shall we do another regular item? Shall we slip straight into an item?
Oh, I love slipping into things. Let's do it.
Okay, so we are going to do Student of the Week.
Okay, Student of the Week. We've been critical. We've had some harsh stories about students, haven't we, over the weeks. But this week has been results week for a lot of students. So this week, Student of the Week is Matt Cox. And this week he got a 2-1 on his design degree, which he worked very hard for. And now he's going to go into the big wide world and try and be a designer. So Matt is Student of the Week. I believe
Go on, Matt.
No, get out there.
Go on, you'll fail. No, you won't. You might do.
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
Dig in.
2-1. It's not great.
It's no first. What did you get?
I got a Desmond, but I was 2 marks off.
No, you can't do all that, but I was 2 marks off.
I was 2 marks off.
I was going to be a professional football player. I was just...
My back wouldn't take it, lad.
Just like an
years,
injury.
Man and boy. No, I...
said I was going to be the next George Best, but, you know, 2 marks off.
I was 2 marks off.
Desmond 2-2. Matt beat you, fair and square.
He did a couple of times. He's got a couple of degrees, hasn't he?
Yes.
But it raises a good point.
What do you do after that there degree?
What do you do? So we did an art degree.
We did. We did the degree that maybe leaves the biggest void afterwards.
But it's kind of a common experience. You get out of doing your degree and there's nothing that you expected was there.
I think more and more these days, degrees are their own little bubble.
Mm.
And when you're in them, you're in this little micro environment, and success, like, sort of means it. So if you're successful on the course, everything follows, and it's like a little micro environment, and you can be really successful in your own world. And as soon as the course finishes,
that's true.
You're just ejected into real life, and none of that success seems to. It's not
matter.
The right currency.
Yeah,
it's not. You can't use that anywhere. You can't say, "Well, I got this." It just doesn't seem to carry any weight anywhere.
What I found interesting is it was the people that went out there and maybe not necessarily concentrate so much on getting good marks, but went out there and started making contact with people in the industry, in the city, you know, making those connections that actually did well.
I would suggest that, especially on a creative degree, as that seems to be what our experience is, that the most valuable thing you're going to come up from your degree with is a network of people that you spent your time with.
Yeah.
And they're all going to go off and do different sorts of things, and you're all going to be able to help each other for the next however long. I think that's...
I think that's important. I think one of the things that I wanted to say when I knew we were going to be talking about this is that you can spend a lot of time waiting for projects to happen, and so you can join in on them.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. That happened. I know there was, I think it was about 2 years, I think at least a year after we finished our degree, that I spent looking for the opportunity.
Yeah.
And you don't want to take a menial job because you've just finished a degree. I don't deserve a job at McDonald's. I've got a degree.
And there's that
amount of arrogance. And, you know, you paid for a degree and you worked hard towards it. So, you know, why shouldn't you have that arrogance? But nothing is going to knock on your door unless you go out and find some stuff.
No, it won't. And it's a really strange time, I think. A really odd... I thought it was a bit like... It was like getting divorced or something. It was like restarting an entire life. Because this entire network, the place you've been to every week for 3 years of your life, and it's all disappears.
Yeah, your friends are literally decimated. Like, you lose.
Yeah, everyone just retreats to whatever part of the country they were from originally. And you're sort of just in this strange period where you have to rebuild everything. You've just got to start again. But it's even harder this time because there isn't that network of university and stuff there. So what did we do?
I did a couple of jobs deciding what I wanted to do, but also just met interesting creative people that were already doing stuff and started doing things myself.
I think that's the only thing.
It's the only bit of advice I've got. Just, you know, if you're waiting to write for a magazine, go start a magazine.
Yeah.
Printing's ridiculous. Start a blog if you like writing. Start, you know, if you take photographs, start a blog.
Be proactive.
Get stuff out there. Yeah, you know, make connections with people that matter. And,
it's a long walk, isn't it?
It doesn't,
you want it really to happen, like it just happen like that, but it's more of a slow process, and one day you sort of just wake up and you're like, this isn't going too bad. This is all right.
It's a process of chipping away and just staying with it. It'd be the easiest thing in the world to go get an office job
and a lot of people do.
And kind of convince yourself that that's what you want to do, and you know, you're comfortable because you get 2 holidays a year. But you know, don't be afraid to change it. Don't be afraid to work hard.
If you've got a passion for what you studied in and you want to get somewhere in that, then, you know, just get in there and start making those contacts. But it's useful. It's who you know, isn't it?
It is. And it's also... But people... people also go, people go a lot, it's who you know. And yeah. I'm going to give you, yeah, it, you know, you have to make contact with people. You have to start making that face known. You have to start saying hello to people. You are part of a creative industry. You're not part of a, you know, your own industry. But also, it's hard work. It's 80% of it is turning up and doing the work.
Yeah, and just getting involved, I think.
Doing stuff and failing, learning from their mistakes.
I think not being afraid to make bold decisions as well.
Yeah. You know,
not being afraid to think, right, I'm going to, let's go for this. And not getting trapped by, there's a game, isn't there, out there. It's getting a place and then getting a car and then having a nicer place and then a nicer car.
Yeah.
And you can get absorbed in that, and there are jobs that will pay well, and you can be taken off somewhere very quickly. And it's, after being a student for so long as well, it's so tempting, isn't it, just to jump into the first job.
Yeah, not living that poverty anymore.
You know, and great if it's something you like, then fantastic, you've hit the jackpot. But if it's still a compromise, then...
You don't want to be 40... thinking about changing your career. You don't want to be 40 deciding that you need to retrain in something.
So now's the time. So go and get a bit of money under your belt, but don't be distracted maybe from what your original goal was.
If you chose the wrong degree and you've saw it out.
Yeah.
If you chose the wrong degree, loads of people choose the wrong degree. Loads of people do 2 degrees now. Yeah. That's not a massive thing. Loads of people...
But get involved and get changing it. We've got someone in the studio, haven't we? She's not going to talk.
She's not going to talk, but...
Louise is in the studio. She finished her degree and realised it wasn't her passion. So whereas we've been talking about focusing and sticking to a passion, etc., Louise realised that it was not her passion whatsoever and it wasn't what she wanted to do. But she was proactive. She did voluntary work. For Childline, she went and got work experience places, and a couple of years down the line is now about to restudy at university. So as long as you get in there and affect a change, you can make a change happen, but you've got to be the one that is the catalyst for the change.
Yeah.
You've got to go and seek it. So it's never a disaster, ever.
No.
Full stop.
I mean, there's no links to give on the show notes like we normally do about this little chat. Just, you know, and we're not offering ourselves as experts in any way, but we are people that have gone... and did that sort of thing. Yeah. So, you know, listen to us or not.
Yeah, listen
to us. I don't
mind.
I don't care.
Or don't.
I don't even care.
Don't even care. Not even bothered.
Don't even care. Not even bothered.
I'm not really that bothered.
Should we round off the week?
In a tweet.
Week in a tweet.
Week in a tweet. Week in a tweet. Week in a tweet. Week in a tweet. Week in a tweet.
A tweet is a thing. It's a computer thing. It's part of that invisible library that nobody knows where it is. And it consists of 140 characters.
140 characters to sum up.
And you've
the
got,
week.
And I give Phil the challenge to sum up every week in 140 characters. A little bit of quiet, please.
Okay. Dig in. Dig in. Are you ready?
Strapped.
Okay. Maybe set a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a courtroom type of scene.
Mm-hmm.
Got some sound effects?
I don't know.
Thanks. Cheers. Okay.
Order.
I got that. This is someone whispering to someone else. I'm worried how we're going to get a confession out of this guy. I mean, he's never going to admit to anything. Order. Please state your full name. My name is the Crossbow Cannibal. Oh, there we are. That's my week in a tweet. You're not impressed? Come on!
What part of that little psychodrama was 140 characters, mate?
That was all 140 characters. I didn't have much time. That was a work of genius.
From where was that 140 characters?
Well, that was all 140 characters.
From order to order?
No. From I'm worried about how we're going to get a confession out of this guy. Maybe it's a little over 140 characters. It's more an atmosphere. It's that Crossbow Cannibal.
Yeah.
I thought, normally those things go on forever and they worry about how they're going to pin him down. He can deny, I think, alibis.
Yeah, is the DNA results back? Are they conclusive?
Yeah, and they begin by asking the man his name and he calls himself the Crossbow Cannibal. Case closed.
Not sure we're going to break him in the interview room, lads.
Absolutely unbelievable. I didn't really think about the news. I've been a bit out of the loop.
You've been a bit out of the loop.
So I haven't really watched the news.
So that was us.
Oh, no.
That was us, guys.
Not so soon.
Guys, if you're listening out there, we want to know we've had a fantastic time. If for some reason we don't come back, we want you to know we had a fantastic time doing this. I hope you did as well. There will be more details on... studentbirmingham.com.
Yeah.
If you still want to get in contact with us, it's livelearnbham@gmail.com and we're on @dangerzonepod.
And if you wanted to start some sort of revolution, I don't know, moderate violence, a Facebook group.
join the Facebook group. We're Student Birmingham. We're facebook.com/Student Birmingham.
Lovely. So if you wanted to campaign for us to continue forever,
yeah.
So that even when you are old and lonely, you still might be able to listen to our ill-judged opinions over the radio, then get it out there and protest, please. Please.
If we don't come back, Phil, it's been a pleasure working with you.
It's been all right working with you.
And I think we're going to just kiss off. I think we're just going to kiss off.
Lovely.
I need someone, a person to talk to, someone who cares, to love. Could it be you? Could it be you? Situation gets rough, then I start to panic. It's not enough. It's just the habit, a kid, you're sick. Well, darling, this is it. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
They do it all the time.
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 I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record. Oh yeah? Well, don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention that I'm in the press? One, cause you left me. And two, two, two for my family. And three, three, three for my heartache. And four, four, four for my headaches. And five, five, five for my lonely. And six, six, six for my sorrow. And seven, seven, no tomorrow. And eight, eight, I forget what eight was for. But nine, nine, nine for lost God. Ten, 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 ten. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad, they do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, they do it all the time.